Yes.
Presentation of what happened. Okay, back to this meeting. We're down to the prototype presentation.
All right.
Over to you.
Well.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, you see, we each made one. We didn't have enough yellow dough. This is the one that I made.
Uh-huh.
It says, curved, easy to hold, handheld, nice and small, with big, easy buttons. This is like a scroll, but they are push buttons, and the enter takes you into the different menus. Of course, we need someone who's experienced with the television satellite. I mean, this is the infrared thing that's going to zap at the television. I'm not quite sure how to make that, but I'm sure it will work. This is on-off switch, because I think we do need that. I think it gives it a nice balance. And it's going to have the logo imprinted on it, in there. As for what it's actually made of, well, the function of these buttons is up, down, left and right in the different menus. Position, I presume that just means right on it, easy to see. The main feature of it is just a simple design, simple lack of buttons all over the place, right? Form, curved, kind of smooth, handheld, makes it feel nice to hold. Material, I think Kate's going to tackle that quite a bit, but I think we have two different options, because we did make another one, which is in the shape of a banana. It's just, if you can imagine this as yellow with black buttons, like just like this, but in the shape of a banana, which is also nice and easy to hold and feels good, and has a similar sort of scroll push button technology, just slight different design. Also with on-off switch and infrared. I had envisioned it in hard, smooth plastic. So, like, well, I don't know, what's it like? I guess like an existing remote control, but molded and smooth. Whereas we thought, like, with this one, or mix and match, just we're going to see what you thought, that a more spongy rubber cover with spongy buttons. So we have the two options we can follow, either the smooth hard plastic or the spongy rubber, depending on cost restraints and what we, well, what conclusion we reach when we discuss it. Material. Yeah, that's what I have to say about material. Can I scroll down on there and see what else? Well, colour, I think I definitely have a preference towards bright yellow with black buttons, because that's the company colours. But if anybody's got any other suggestions, I'm quite willing to consider them as well. So, just depends what you think about these ideas. And in fact, yeah, maybe Kate, you better say what you think about them.
I don't have much to add. The cases. And as for the actual components, as Steph just said, this is quite a cheap device to manufacture. We have simple rubber push buttons, which provide all the functionality we need. The diode that actually does the infrared is at the end. It's the stalk of the banana, or it's just the end of this version.
I think as for the fruit or organic theme, I guess this one is obviously fruit shaped. This one has this one has no obvious connections to fruit, but because it's round and molded, it kind of makes you think sort of organic, touchy feely, kiddie. It's more like, yeah, you'd expect it to be like a child's sort of toy remote control instead of a real one, which I quite like that sort of image. Cause it's very big and chunky and child friendly and hold them, you see, you know, curvature, is it to your liking? You don't want to tire out your thumbs after all.
And it was partly before the design.
Yeah.
But it could be that if marketing feel it's important to have the on-off button in a different place.
I can see this thing unless it's being forced to have a problem with the
breaking. Oh. Well, see, that's why hard plastic would be quite a good thing for it, because it would just be rigid. Yeah, we really like that design. I mean, it looks just like a logo, that arrangement of the keys. Like a compass point, you know, just up, down, left and right. And we think we could make that quite a good feature. It's like the iPod scroll wheel, but better. Yeah. I mean, that's what it makes me think of, mobile phones. I was thinking, moving your thumb like this, what does that remind me of? Texting. Yeah. I mean, the thing is, we do need to develop our technology of, I mean, actually how to program the menus and what sort of, you know, text box is going to appear at the bottom of the screen. But we do definitely think that it's a viable option. Oh yeah, we're finished. Yeah, what about price? Is that going to go on there as well? Price of materials?
The price of
Not like we actually know anything about it, but we can pretend. It depends what you mean by fancy, really, because when I think of fancy, I think if it's got lots of extra sort of fripperies and, you know, like baroque curliness, and which I call these quite minimalist. Simple and plain. But, I mean, I do see what it is heavily reliant on appearance instead of pure functionality. So in that respect, it is quite fancy. I think just maybe we need a different word other than fancy. I'd say maybe aesthetic. About just like stylish or aesthetic. Fancy. You just break the pen.
Is fancy. So let's take it to the next
level. We'll just call it fancy then.
Well, okay, so in terms of elegant fancy, do we think that perhaps, and maybe we should say the yellow, should we go with the yellow in terms of, I think that's a really superior.
Yeah, I think we need to, they're both yellow with black buttons, it's just that we didn't have any more dough to represent on that. But if you could just imagine banana shape with these bits as black. So what we really need to decide is whether we want the actual banana shape or just a purely blob or some sort of abstraction in between the two that is more curved like a banana but that isn't actually recognizable as a banana, you know, with the grooves and the stalk and stuff. So that's maybe not something we have to decide just right now, is it? Just somewhere along the scale of in between these two. Yes. Oh, yes. Well, maybe only a two or a three then, because it's not, we still haven't decided about specific sponginess or specific. Yeah, I don't really think that's going to work. But no.
Good, well-designed buttons.
Intuitive. Better, more intuitive buttons.
True. Ugly.
No.
quirky. You know, something people...
Well, it is quite quirky, I think. It could be quite a good brand, like a good little object.
And I was thinking of other things in terms of, would you say it's cost saving?
We also need to think about the energy. Is it the kinetic energy?
Yeah.
If it's going to be environmentally friendly with the kinetic energy.
We'll say it's cost saving environment. So yes?
Yeah, but we haven't completely developed that side of it yet, so we're not completely sure about that, but yeah.
Anything else, including price? Do you have any idea about price or other features?
Well, I think our instinct is that it should be pretty cheap to develop. We haven't got any expensive components.
Instinct says true. So true one, or should I go to two or three?
I would say maybe two, because we still we need to get somebody in who's good with the programming for the menus and things. I mean, it's not just like, I mean, it's not like, you know, on a normal chunky remote, every button, means something different, whereas this one, it's only got the four buttons, and they mean everything, depending on what menu you're in. So, we need somebody to develop that. Yeah.
And then access buttons.
Just put no access buttons. As for for technologically innovative, I'd say it is quite innovative because there aren't really many that have this menu idea instead of all the extra buttons. I mean, I know we're not doing anything involving internet or speech recognition. But we are the upper end of the push button market. Well, just kinetic then. Yeah.
What's a hand dynamo?
It's a wind up. What does double curved mean? I don't understand. Oh, no, we don't need that. No. Single curved, I'd say. I just want to say plastic.
Back if we can to the rubber being added at
It's just button.
Interface.
Yeah.
And that's what we're using, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do we need to say how many buttons or
whoops. No, it just says push button interface. Button supplements, they'll be in a special color of black. And the buttons, what is the buttons made of? Rubber?
That'd be rubber.
Well, yeah, like the compass point one.
Actually, does that, the special material mean that plastic is not a special material? Because I think they can be plastic.
Because the rate we're going, we can put the rubber on.
They could be plastic, we don't have to have rubber buttons. Because we haven't got a double curled case.
Yeah, they could be plastic.
Okay. Let's put that rubber in then. Of the case material supplement.
It's just one, isn't it?
And the total cost has been calculated as $9,000. That's us. We're profit.
Great.
Okay. I'm going to save this into our desktop project documents. Okay? As our project document.
We've done it before, haven't we?
Yeah. There for all of us. Okay, so are they under 1250? Yes.
Yes.
Evaluation. Why? Right. Project process satisfaction with, for example, the room for creativity. Leadership?
Yeah. And Play-Doh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Play-Doh was best, I thought.
Yeah, well, because, I mean, it's so hard to describe what you mean just with words and pointing at photographs and saying, well, we quite want this, but imagine it rounder. So much better just to go and, you know, this is it, this is what we want.
Things and we're satisfied with all the above. Did we find any new ideas?
I think with the marketing element of the group shaped, I think I really
Yeah. Spongy. And I'd never heard of the kinetic energy before.
Yeah.
So good work as a design team because
yeah,
we
ritual wires.
So we actually worked well as a group. Right. Are the costs within budget?
Oh yes.
Yes.
Okay, well, we haven't heard.
It's the average evaluation score is 1.88. So it means, you know, I can spell it. There were 6 true or ones, 2 almost true or close to true. So that was 4 points, and then 1 false, 7 points. So 17 divided by 9, we're between 1 and 2.
Yeah, And the only false one is because we've chosen
To maintain
to
old
keep a
technology.
simple old
Exactly.
technology, which if it works perfectly well, I see no point in improving on if it works.
Absolutely. It's
So,
kept us within budget.
yeah. So we do count as, I think, excellent or one.
All right.
Very much.
And we therefore have to do a final questionnaire and give a meeting summary. I have a final report to present.
Putting on the ice sculptures.
So we might have to
Product
arrange.
launch party.
Yeah?
Product launch party.
That's why I said ice sculptures.
Absolutely. One thing I want to is, I think the meeting's done.
Is that the end of the
I think
meeting?
that is